Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. And we've beeped. I wonder what we're cooking today using our kitchen gadgets. Today's kitchen gadget recipe is for air fryer frozen Richmond sausages. I used to cook Richmond sausages all the time, and they were the go-to sausage brand for me and Dominic long before we got the air fryer. Then when we got the air fryer, we put our usual Richmond sausages in there and were shocked by how much the air fryer was smoking. And we soon realised from trying out other sausages that it wasn't the air fryer's fault, it was the sausages. As in, sausages that are too fatty will cause a lot of smoking. And the point of the air fryer is to reduce your fat anyway, so wasn't we going against the rules of air fryers by cooking them in there in the first place? So we stopped, and we didn't touch Richmond sausages for more than 9 years. And then somebody told me that they'd improved their recipe and it no longer smoked as much. So we tried a pack of frozen Richmond thick sausages in the air fryer. There was no smoking. These sausages were nice, of course, but now we've got so used to getting them from the butchers that they don't seem to have a patch on the quality of the butchers. But if you are looking for a quick way to do some cheapo sausages in the air fryer, then frozen Richmond sausages is brilliant. So start by removing the frozen sausages from the packaging and placing them into the air fryer basket and then spread them out. Air fry frozen Richmond sausages for 10 minutes at 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit. Then turn the sausages and spray with olive oil if you would like them extra brown. Then air fry for a final 10 minutes at 200 Celsius, 400 Fahrenheit before serving. Please note, Richmond sausages do take longer to brown than natural ones from the butchers, especially when they're cooked from frozen. So 20 minutes may seem a bit extreme for frozen sausages in the air fryer, but normally frozen sausages would probably be 15 minutes anyway, so you're not really it's not really that much longer. But it depends on how brown you like your sausages. These are probably done on 15 minutes, but if you want a bit more colour and crisp to them, then add a few extra minutes. And they are delicious in the air fryer, I must admit. And I'm just glad that they no longer smoke. Thanks so much for listening, and I just love talking about all my favourite air fryer recipes with you so that you can recreate them at home. And if you've not heard, it's getting closer and closer and closer to the release date of our air fryer cookbook. And to celebrate this, we are now running a giveaway. And this is for anybody can enter this giveaway that has pre-ordered our air fryer cookbook. And it's the opportunity to win our complete air fryer accessories and the accessories we use in the air fryer the most, which is valued at over £150 worth of air fryer accessories. As well as this, you'll get, without having to enter the giveaway, this is yours for free just for pre-ordering. And that's our time and temps chart, which covers all the main air fryer recipes that we do the most, that we don't need to consult a cookbook all the time to do them, and we just want that time and temp list on our fridge for easy access, such as wanting to know the time and temp for cooking some chicken breasts, or maybe you want to cook some frozen French fries in the air fryer. We've got all this covered for you in here. So if you head over to RecipeThis.com, search giveaway, you'll find out all the details about getting your time and temp chart, pre-ordering if you haven't done so already, as well as entering the competition for the chance to win our massive air fryer accessories bundle. So again, thank you so much for listening, and I cannot wait to share even more air fryer recipes with you.